And they were thinking where you had a desk here and then it had a seat and then another desk had it in rows, you know, and you just sit in these rows long. And they were singles, you could just get out each way, either side. There was a aisle down each side of them.
The first grade that you went into, what did y'all call that?
Well, I believe we called it chart class. They had charts there that they'd kind of pictures like. And they called it chart class.
What'd you do after chart class?
First, second, third, I don't know.
It was kind of almost like a preschool kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that to teach you to read and write or just to?
Well, that chart on there, I guess it was to teach you to read because it had big letters and pictures there and all that to show you. Seemed to be a pretty good idea.
By how long would you do that? Did you do that for a whole year, just part of the year?
They had a whole year of it. Of course, in that chart class, I guess it didn't keep them all day long. It just kept them, you know, about a half a day probably or something. And it started about five. I think I started 5 years.
Oh.
Yeah. Now then, I don't think they let you start till you're about six.
I think you had to be six before November the 15th.
Yeah,
or something,
I think it's something like that. Yeah.
I know there were two boys that lived down the street from me, and one was born on November the 15th, and one on November the 16th. They were two different grades.
Yeah.
Talking about it. And everything. Did y'all go all night? Did y'all go 9 months?
Well, I think maybe when I first started out, it was only 8 months school, and then they got later on, they got it into 9 months.
And talking about school, you might say, the children got out of school at 3 o'clock, you'd say at 3 o'clock school does what?
Dismissed at 3 o'clock.
And children might say, well, the day after Labor Day is when the school's.
Yeah. Starts again.
Do y'all ever have a name for, or maybe a preacher or a mechanic or something like that who really didn't have a regular job, just kind of traveled around here, there, and yonder doing a little bit of this, a little bit of that, just whatever work you pick up, maybe not really very good at?
No, I don't believe so. I don't believe we had a name for them.
Anybody talk about a jackleg mechanic or a jackleg?
Yeah, I've heard that expression a lot, yeah.
What did they mean by that?
Well, I think by jackleg, I think it probably didn't know too much about his business, and they just called him a jackleg.
He probably wasn't very good at what he was doing. Say you had a woman named Cooper, a married woman. You probably wouldn't call her by her first name. You'd call her
Mrs. Cooper.
And let's see. Oh, well, the war between the North and the South back in the 1860s, what did you usually call that war?
Civil War.
When you were coming up, did you hear any of the older people call that anything besides Civil War and call it something different?
No, I don't think so. That's all I've ever heard of it.
You ever hear the expression Confederate War for that?
No.
Now, the commander there during the Civil War for the South, he'd be
general.
And you ever seen those Kentucky Fried Chicken commercials that they have on TV? The gentleman there that came up with Kentucky Fried Chicken. Remember what his name is?
Colonel Sanders.
Somebody told me that he didn't start that until he was there, over 65.
Yeah, he was old, I guess, yeah.
What about the person who is in charge of the ship, what you usually call him?
The what?
The person who's in charge of the ship. He'd be the ship.
Oh, the captain.
You ever hear colored people use that to, as a term of address, maybe to whites, or to their boss or something like that?
No, I don't believe so. We had a black man that
Hecklewood, and we've got two kinds of them down here. We've got a small red head, and then we've got a great thick one. I mean, these are what was cold. And these power people, well, they're cold. They ain't done worse than anything. They just cut a pole down in no time.
Them
old people. They can just eat that pole down.
Black and white animal that smells so bad when they call it. Like an old skunk. Have you told that? Say the cat.